Hello everyone, this is Sam Speaks here, or Samantha Speaks, wherever, which one you like. I've been gone for a couple of months. I think my last podcast I did was probably 2 months, 3 months ago, but I am back and I'm trying to be consistent. A lot has happened. There's a lot of things that happen, so this podcast is going to be connected to my life experience and what I feel and what I think, and through my journey of my 22-year-old life. So currently, right now, I'm 22 years old, just putting that out there. Y'all getting advice for a 22-year-old. So, this podcast is going to be about letting things go. And that's for relationships, family, friends, places, and jobs. So I'm going to go through different aspects where I feel like you should let go. So first, I'm going to start off with relationships. So on this podcast, I want to get a little bit personal with you guys. I really don't care about putting my business out there because we're all humans, and the person that's probably listening to this podcast is probably going through the same thing. So why keep stuff secret when it can probably benefit someone else? That's why I feel like in my heart. So right now my relationship status is single as a Pringle, and I had to basically let that relationship go. It was hard for me to let go at first because it was something that's ending, and as humans we feel like when a relationship ends, we are destined to be alone and not find anyone to share our lives with. As humans, we want a companion. I don't care what no one else says. Oh, I don't need no one. They're lying. Everybody wants a companion that they can go through life with. That's what I feel like society put that in our brain. So it kind of messed things up. So I'm not trying to bash the person that I was in a relationship with, but this is from my standpoint. I felt like I was mostly trying to cater to that person, where that means pick up habits like theirs so I can understand them better, or they'll like me if I act like them or dabble in their interest. But I noticed that I wasn't getting that in return, so it made me feel stupid, unworthy, because it felt like that the person didn't care if I was there or not there, how they put off to me, like we use words like, well, at least I'm here. And I internalized that as I don't have to absolutely do nothing. As long as my presence here, that should be enough. And I was miserable. We was together for 2 years, so at the end of the relationship, like the second year, that's when it got worse. And I was growing as a person. Like, I wanted to experience new things, places, and grow. But the other person was comfortable of where they was at, and I felt like I need to be comfortable with them. Like, who am I wanting more? Like, I'm asking for too much. Why am I... Sorry, I burped. I'm sorry, you guys. Basically, who was I to want all these things? So I was slowly becoming miserable. Really didn't look forward to the next day. slowly being depressed. And one day I was just like, what is this person adding to me? And when I say adding, I know this, a lot of people, mostly older people, always say that we always asking what add and nobody do about love and all that other crap. But when I say add, it doesn't have to mean financially. It's like, be a good support system. Are you gonna add to, you know, my well-being? That means like motivating me, supporting me, like I said before. Communication, emotionally, put good ideas and beliefs in my head, no negativity, stuff like that, and I wasn't getting that. So when the relationship ended, I felt free, and I felt guilty for feeling free, because I really did love that person with all my heart. But I felt free that I can strive for what I want and let the other person grow, because you wanting, like, you're gonna go crazy while trying to, how can I say this? Give me 1 second. Trying to please that person when the person that you want to please is never going to be pleased. So you're going to make yourself go crazy in your head, because I'm doing this right, it's still not enough. That person just don't want you, and it's a hard pill to swallow. But that's just life. But I'm more happier. I can not do, when I say do I want to do, not like talk to other people, but being more productive, loving myself, pouring more energy into myself, because you can't fill somebody else's water cup when your water cup is getting empty trying to fill their water cup. I know that sounds cliche, but that's true, ladies and gentlemen. Just if you had a girl in that relationship that really want a relationship, girl that really want their relationship to go to happen, it's not worth it. It's not worth your youth. Just focus on yourself and be the better self for yourself, and learn from yourself so you can be ready for your partner that is to come, when you just focus on you, your spiritual, healthy well-being. So that's all I have for relationships. Okay, going on to family. Family, this one is funny because a lot of people don't like me speaking on family, but oh well, this is my podcast, so cry about it later. I feel like letting some family go is very healthy, because family can be your biggest enemy. They're the ones that really want you to fall on your face. I'm not saying all family is like that, but family are people too as well. I hate when people say, oh, you can't cut family off. That's your family. Yes, that's my family, so I can love them from a distance, but I don't have to put myself in situations that will make me feel uncomfortable with other family members, because our values probably don't align, right? But to protect yourself, I feel like you should let some family go, because some family will hold you back. Even though they don't feel like they're trying to hold you back, they're low-key holding you back with probably negativity. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, and are you sure? Like, you know, you can love family from a distance. That's all I have to say on that part. Friends, same thing. I feel like family and friends come with a certain same comparison when you have been dealing with toxic people as family or friend. They will say, well, we're going to be friends at the end of the day, so you shouldn't worry about what I say, or we're going to be a family. Like, I feel like that's a toxic trait to have. Like, if you're treating me bad, if you're my family or friend, I don't want to be around you. I want to be around people that uplift me and really want me to see me do good, instead of wanting me to see my downfall. I really don't have friends right now. I currently have a cat, and it showed me by having a cat that my cat loves me unconditionally. Like, I don't know, call me a cat person, lady, or whatever, but it's just his presence and silence and how he loves me, and just know that we're just going to be together. I don't know, get you a pet. It's like I said, get you a pet. If I just feel like some people just hold you back, and some people just won't let you grow. So when you cut those type of people off, you will see your life like just grow into a big flower. And same thing with jobs. If you are in a company where you're not really getting nowhere, hey, do your own thing and let something else serve you. Because I feel like some jobs is not meant for you to be there for a long time. We are meant to grow. So don't be afraid of change. Because change can be a good thing. And being alone can be awesome. But that's all really I have to say on this podcast. I'm not going to give y'all guys a date when I will do another podcast. I'm really doing podcasts on my journey of being by myself and updating you guys on how my life is going, basically. And I did get some text out saying that people would like to be a speaker with me on my podcast and we can talk, and I'm open to that. Just don't be weird and do too much, because it's Samantha Speaks at the end of the day. But you can contact me at my email. I will put it, I don't know if I can put it on my, wherever y'all listening at, but I'm gonna find a way. And you can email me if you would like to do a podcast with me, and my phone number as well. So, well, this is the end of Samantha Speaks podcast, and I want y'all to have a wonderful day. And this is me signing out.